Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Tonight's host is Jackie Moran. Joining Jackie will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Pat Lambert and Mari Fagel. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Kardashians news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Jackie Moran!
Yay!
Yay! Hey, everybody. I'm Jackie Moran, and this summer is just heating up because the Kardashians are back. That's right, the sizzling hot premiere tonight with Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Too good.
So good. I'm so excited. I really feel like summer has begun. Don't you, Pat?
I mean, I've been waiting for this, for the bronzed faces and the booties. Like, you know, it's been kind of June gloom in Los Angeles until the Kardashians premiere. So
I know,
finally we're here.
No Kardashians. I mean, life was gloomy, and now it's bright and suntan.
You know, every Sunday I can go to church with my Kardashians.
Which is where they should be, right?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Well, we have so much
eventful premiere.
Don't you feel like the Kardashian clan just keeps on growing? I feel like they're taking over the world.
I mean,
all the boyfriends to the husbands.
And the houses. Don't forget all the new houses. I was like, oh, God, this is season, what is it, 6 now?
Yes. And
they went from one home to 10.
They're getting so zha-zha.
Zha-zha!
So let's get right into it. And mm-hmm. I think we might have Mari Fagel joining us. If not, she will be with us for the rest of the season. But, Pat, I know we can handle it. And let's start with Kim and Chris, of course, the big couple of the season, announcing they're officially boyfriend and girlfriend, although from the news and gossip,
we all know that they're going to get married.
Yeah,
oh, I love it.
With that rock on her finger, we all know that. We can't miss that.
$2 million. $2 million rock, babe.
Like, oh, my gosh. I'll take it any day.
Hello, please, and thank you.
My boyfriend is listening.
I can't even get a car. But it was an abrupt start, though.
Maybe
I mean,
she'll buy you one.
I felt like we were going to be eased into the show a little. I guess it was because it's a 30-minute show, but it was so fast. Like, all of a sudden, we were deep in with Chris and Kim, which I love, because it was sensational.
I know, they got right into it, and lovey-dovey.
It was right into it.
They should be, like, sharing a spaghetti together or something.
I was like,
Serafina, and talking about their newfound love. I feel like they were adorable.
I thought that there would be more backstory, though. Like, we'd get to see, you know, maybe they would, like, kind of catch us up with how they met or something, you
right,
know,
right.
rather than just, like, a random meal that they're having together, narrated
right,
by Kim.
They kind of talked about the chase a little bit, said, you know, fighting over who was chasing who.
Oh, and that was cute.
You know, but that's pretty much all we got.
Although, Chris Humphries, like him a lot, think he's a nice, respectable man on kind of a low-key team, no offense to you, but did not like the burp moment. Not okay with that.
No, I'm not okay with it. You know, these men need a little lesson in romance. It's just the beginning, and he's already talking about birds throwing up and feeding it to their children.
But
like,
Kim,
totally
like,
gross.
Okay, see, Kim, to me, is like my little icon, and she's not supposed to burp. Girls aren't supposed to burp or fart or even say those words, and she burped.
No, I still, to this day, will never do that
it.
In front of my boyfriend.
I would never even do it in general. Like,
I just don't do it. Girls just don't do it. That's what you're supposed to believe.
I'm just saying, if this was like the premiere and we're supposed to be meeting Chris, I wanted a little more romance than that.
Well, and then Chloe and Lamar didn't make it any
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Better when Lamar's like, I can see your ass through those.
She's like, yeah, but you can't see my asshole. I was like, okay, Chloe. I mean, back to business.
Marriage is obviously setting in quick because they're adorable. Very comfortable with each other.
You know? I was weirded out by that relationship. Is that wrong that when it started, I didn't really believe it? I feel like the girls get in relationships so quickly.
Yeah, well, like everything on the Kardashians, it just moves
it just
so quick. You
moves
have to keep up or you're going to miss a marriage.
Literally keeping up.
Exactly. It's a perfect title.
I mean, how long did Kim and Chris date before they got engaged?
Not just a few months, obviously, it was just coming up with Kim and Courtney Take New York, and now they're engaged. So it seems to be the way these ladies like to do things.
They just turn them out.
Oh, God. Fabulous. Except Courtney. Courtney's the only one.
Courtney's the only one stuck to that anchor. Anchor to her speedboat. I'm sorry, I'm not on his team. I think this will be his season, although they previewed that he's going to get a little worse. This will be his season where he seems like he's more accepted by the family.
Right.
You know, the fact that Chloe had him over for game night. I mean, maybe we should tell people, by the way, there was a game night.
Yeah, so game night. Although my family loves games, so I'm not going to tease them for that. But
it was cute.
I was really warming up to Scott, especially with the girls. Courtney and Kim's show, I really was starting to actually warm up to him after everything he did. Typical girl, letting him get away with it.
Yeah.
But now it seems like we'll get to it later, but it seems like he's going to go right back to where he started.
But I don't know. I think he's going to trip up, but he's come a long way. Like my biggest problem with him was he was so pomp and egotistical and just rude, you know? Like this over-the-top guy that I was like, who are you? Like, other than your pretty Ralph Lauren outfits, like, what are you really, you know, what's your character really worth?
He has a stylist because he dresses really good.
Oh, he dresses like literally the picture perfect of a white person.
He's
is that awful?
A magazine like, every time.
Ralph Lauren.
He is competing with the girls.
Oh, absolutely. And, but he's come a long way. And I'm actually excited to see where this season goes because I want to like him. Because Courtney is so attached to him. I guess because they had a baby or whatever, but...
Yeah, I mean, well, that's something, something thrown in. But, they obviously are not getting married anytime soon, it seems like, well, as of right now, so they say.
And, you know, I think Courtney is a strong girl.
Do you want them to get married?
I think I want, as a viewer, yes, because I know that the royal wedding will be an amazing television production. Like, I think I would love to watch our Kardashian wedding.
More weddings.
Do you think
we'll have one soon?
Well, do you think that are they going to cover Kim and Chris's marriage?
I we didn't even
like
get
a
to
multi
the engagement yet.
Oh, sorry,
According to tonight, they're only up to boyfriend girlfriend, so we have a long way to go, and I'm curious to see.
We know. I just want a multi camera production. I want jibs. I want like helicopter shots. I
want
to see your booty from like.
Work.
I
want to
see
work,
that $2 million
people.
Ring from like your like miles away.
I love it. I love a good wedding.
But
now
this family
relationships for a second.
Yep.
Now we get to the girls, the ladies, and the family business.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like how they all get together for a family meeting and the new assistant? I think Palm was her name.
Palm didn't know Chloe's name.
Wait, did not know Chloe's name. Are you under a rock?
I was like, do you know who your employer is?
Right. Did you do any research? Did you have an interview? I mean, like, they all start with a K. I know that's a little confusing, but come on.
But, like, you can't mistake Chloe. Chloe's got some character to her.
Exactly.
But, I mean, and Chloe, oddly enough, didn't comment on it. I thought it was like Chloe to be like, excuse me, I'm Chloe.
I know. I was waiting for her to fire her. I mean, she fired her mom before she fired the assistant.
I know. But I think Palm seems to be a nice compliment to Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner, I really respect because she has monetized that family while keeping them close as a family for years now.
Right.
It's amazing.
And coming from a family of women that is family business as well, I can totally identify with her. I think a lot of moms and daughters out there can. She's really doing something unique. She's working so hard
really
on both ends, and we see it gets to her as the episode goes on. but the girls were so disrespectful to her.
Like, standing up that meeting?
Just want to interrupt. We have Mari Fagel.
Mari?
On the line.
Mari,
I can only talk for a little bit. I'm on a train back from Montauk, but I wouldn't miss keeping up with the Kardashians for the world, so I had to call in.
Yay!
I love the commitment. I love it.
Okay, so Mari, quick reactions. What did you love? What did you hate?
I hated Kim's whining, as always. I mean, she's always a drama queen. She's always crying.
Yeah.
There's, like, when does an episode go by that she doesn't do that? I love when Khloé tells it as it is. And I love, like, Khloé and Courtney's hijinks. And I love their pranks and their hijinks. And
you like their pranks?
Their usual business.
See, I think, Jackie, I think you're agreeing with me. But I thought it was very rude. I would never stand up a business meeting.
Yeah, like we were just talking, Mari, about how, you know, the mom is working so hard to build this business for her girls and keep the family tight-knit, and the girls just sit there and joke and tease that they're going to fire her and they don't take it seriously. And as a mother, all she's doing is out of love for her children, and we just were saying how disrespectful the girls are being.
And not to mention, I wanted to know what that business meeting was about, because they had, like, bottles and stuff on the table. I was like, are they selling medicines? Is like, Kardashian drugs? Like, what is this meeting?
Right.
I wanted to know.
I'm a little bit split about Chris, though, because I know that she's good intentioned, and she's honest. She says, I want you guys to be able to provide for yourselves and never have to worry about money. But
which
I
don't.
At some point, I wonder when it goes too far. She, like, pimps out her kids. I really feel that she pimps out and exploit any opportunity, an engagement, a wedding. She puts them into these things, and she exploits any moment in their life. I mean,
that's
called
good mothering.
This is coming up later in the season, but the fact that they are all talking about Kylie going on birth control and talking about that in all their like preview interviews and all their news sites, it's like that girl is 15 years old. They are taking that and exploiting it because it's drama. And the poor 15-year-old girl, so while I respect what Chris is doing, sometimes she just goes too far and she pimps out her family and she exploits them.
Thing is, but like, she's pimping them into what? Superstardom and fame? Like, mom, you should have pimped me out. I would have been like hooking on the streets to get that as a kid. Like, you know?
Right. Like, the only thing That's I'll awful. Say is they're in that world, they're in that business. At least she's keeping them from doing sex tapes and, you know, hopefully.
Well, depending on what year.
Keeping them from doing that.
We're getting into, you know, so it can go both ways. I see what you're saying, though, Mari, but at least
she's not keeping them from doing sex tapes. She took Kim's and ran with it and made her famous off of that.
No.
It was her moment to shine, and she took it, and so maybe she's keeping them from doing it now.
From doing it
again.
Like, no sequels there, but, no, but the reason that Kim Kardashian, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians began was because it was the fallout from that sex tape, which was not supposed to come out, and Chris didn't want their family being just like this negative connotation forever and infamy because of the sex tape. So she thought, we'll show this beautiful family that we really have as we deal with this awful fallout from this awful, you know, leak. So I respect Kit that
or
the intentions of the show began.
Stayed out of the media, and soon no one would care about the tape because no one would care about her.
But they're a media
family. Instead, she looked at that as, okay, this is her 15 minutes of fame. I may turn it into a positive light, but I'll extend it.
See, I don't think Kris Jenner had that intention. I think, you know, there are certain moral things that you could judge Kris Jenner's choices about, you know? For example, the little girl and what she'll go through as a model or whatever, but the girl wants to be a model, you know? She wants that life, and her mom's negotiating it for her and keeping her safe, and she definitely protects that family. And if the worst thing that the mother is doing is over providing and giving them too much work, God forbid.
I just have to give her credit for being hands on. The girl,
and I have to say, she actually is. Sorry, go on, Jackie.
No, that's okay. Go ahead, Mari. I know your time is short. Go ahead.
I just want to say, for everything I did say about Chris, I want to say from everything I've heard, she actually is a really nice woman. My parents are, we're mutual friends, like friends of friends, and there's a picture of Rob Kardashian, or Chris holding Rob Kardashian as a baby, and my mom holding me as a baby because we're a couple months apart at a birthday party.
Aww.
And she, throughout the years, Chris has sent my mom kids' clothes from the Dash Kids clothing store. Because for my niece and nephew, so she's a really nice woman, and I think that she really does mean well for her kids. But I just had to get that in there because there's a fine line between trying to provide for your kids and exploiting them.
Well, I think also it's very interesting how so many people react to Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because you either love the show or you think down on the show. There's so many people who talk negatively about the show, but if they watch one episode, it's a very entertaining show.
Right. You know, I think
it's addicting.
I think it's either or both, because I kind of love it and I hate it and I love it and I hate it again. You know, it's like that guilty pleasure. They won an award for it being a guilty pleasure. But at the end of the day, with everything you said, Mari, I think their calling card and what shows for them is, look at her compared to, and I don't mean to knock Paris Hilton, but if you've seen Paris's show, I feel like at
also
least
entertaining.
You get some morals there, and you can sense that they are a little bit more down to earth than some of the other girls in this space. So,
and the family,
I will say that's very true. I totally agree with that.
I think there's two runners to the show. One is seeing kind of the behind the scenes of an industry that not everyone will ever have the opportunity to see. You know, I am actually very interested in what happens in Kim's daily life, because that's a life that, you know, I'm probably not gonna have, or, you know, because I'm not Kim Kardashian beautifully hot, the two of you may, but I want to know that. But the story of the family is so wonderful. So like when they had that family dinner at the end of the episode, I loved it when Kim falls and like they're laughing with their sisters. Like, it's a picture into a world that you never get to see with famous people.
Right. Like, I think they show that fine line between show business and photo shoots and all that exciting stuff. Yet, at the end of the day, they sit down and they're family and they make a toast and they cry. Yeah. You know, that's real.
And the show is based around the family. The business is the infrastructure of it, but it's based around that family story.
Right.
And I will say, throughout all of this fame, they really have done a good job of staying a close-knit family. Because when you get to that level of fame, you often see families fall apart and infighting. And this family, I will say, sticks by each other's side.
But I will credit those three girls as a big part of that. Because, I mean, they're the most famous ones. And Kim, I'll credit those three girls for having really kind of helped keep the family together, in a sense.
Right. Yeah. Well, now,
you know, because they always
though,
kind of sew up whenever they have a tear, they tend to bring back together.
They put it back together very quickly. But the whole point of this episode was that they felt like that stress of success, can they stay as close as they have been in the past? And that's why Courtney's poor lame game night went down the tube, but at least she was attempting to bring the family back together and get back to that spot, because things are changing for them. They all have relationships, marriages, kids.
But it didn't seem, but what I thought was very bratty about it was it didn't seem like they were actually stressed about the life that they're living. Like, they're living pretty comfortably. Like, Kim had one meeting a day. Like, they're fine. They're stressed that their mother is taking on too much and isn't spending enough quality time with them.
Right.
Which is understandable, but, I mean, to Kris Jenner's credit, then she was like, I manage their schedules. They'll all be there Sunday night. I thought that was a very pimp moment.
Well, they tried to show her for not showing up for game night. They tried to teach her a lesson with the Four Seasons meeting. They literally prank called. Now, what did you think of Courtney's prank call as Dottie, the assistant?
I thought it was funny, but I thought it was very rude. It's one thing to prank your mom, but it's the fact that there were two people who had gone out of their way to make a meeting and probably were very excited to meet the two Kardashian sisters, and that you canceled on them. It makes them not as important. So, it's one thing to be rude to your mom out of jest, but another to just kind of spite these people who have gone out of their way to make a meeting with you, you know?
I thought the prank call was really funny as a viewer, but looking at Kris's position, don't do it when you have an actual meeting to go to. Like,
I know.
Save it for the Sunday night dinner. That is so not the time and the place to not be serious and take your career.
And it's not like the two of them were, like, too tired to go to the meeting. They're, like, just peacing in the house. Like, go, be polite, and then, you know, fight with your mom afterwards.
Right, and obviously, I don't know, Mari, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, good. Okay, I heard the train beep, so I didn't know if we lost you. But
we've lost you. You know, Jackie, Mari.
Kris, rightfully so, storms in, and, you know, they have their first little fight of the episode. Now, what did you think? Like,
one of many.
Do you think Kris was being a drama queen, or were the girls, just being totally inappropriate?
I think Kris handled it very well. In my opinion, my mom, if I had done that to my mother, she would have came in with the same attitude. Because they were very, it's out of unappreciation that her mother set up that meeting, and how uncomfortable for her mother to be there and say, sorry, the people that I manage, I can't manage, you know?
Right.
I can't even get them to this meeting with you.
I like how she swatted her, I'm going back, I like how she swatted her with the papers and said, what are you, a child? Because... or you're not a child, because that's what they were acting like. I did that in like high school.
But the thing is, I think they're probably swarmed with so many business opportunities and meetings, and like, you know, how much do they actually have to do for those meetings? I'm wondering, just kind of approve what their name will go on.
And Mari, I'd love to know what you think. Like, while you have the success, you should be taking every inch of it and
well, that's
knowing
what they
that
do.
It will
I mean,
go
as you'll
away.
Say. As you'll say in the news and gossip, you say, but, like, Kim's empire is estimated at. I mean, they really do a good job of, while their name is still popular, attaching it to as many products and things as possible.
But that's Kim. That's not Khloe and Courtney, because I think Kim, out of all of them, has throughout all the seasons...
in general.
Well, like, Kim has been very respectful of all of her business obligations, you know, always. If not,
right,
like, too much. It's the other girls who seem to... who were kind of pushed into this fame... and now they love it, but it's not, I don't think it's their nature. As
right,
much
and
they, it is.
Yeah. Whether they're just not showing Kim in that light, or, you know, the girls are just the ones to do the prank calls and things like that, you could see why Kim has the bigger empire.
Oh, yeah. Because Kim's putting in the hours.
That's the thing is, the girls always, every season, they've done the pranks. Like, Courtney and Chloe are the ones who are, like, the jokesters, and they keep the show coming in light. And so, like, it wouldn't be an episode without a prank like that. I'm not saying it was not inappropriate, because I think it was. But, like, that's what's fun about the show. They always pull pranks on their mom.
But then,
right,
well, what
do
you
do it at a business meeting, okay? And then I'll forgive them.
But what do you two? What do you two think of Rob, who lives with Chloe? And
oh,
Cam called him out.
He's hysterical. He's such a mooch, but he's so funny.
Such a mooch.
He is a mooch, but he provides that like male relief from the female emotional drama, because he reminds me of my brother with all the sisters. You need the guy to be in there, like, calming all the girls down, because otherwise they don't.
Does he do that,
right?
Though? I've never seen
him
calm them down.
And Lamar have the cutest romance on
television.
That's
what's up.
I absolutely
love
it.
That's the real part.
He's so cute. And I really like Rob. He's hysterical.
I like him a lot, but, like, what? I mean, he's never going to have the career that those three have, you know, because he's not a beauty.
Well,
you know?
I think he was trying to manage that girl group that the mom was managing. I don't even maybe
Cheetah
we'll
girls?
See that come about again this season, but it seems like all that's popping up with him is like pregnancy scares and
Rob you know? Rob's the next scandal out of the crew. That's my call.
So yeah, we have, and it looks like him and Kim are getting dramatic with each other.
Yeah, that was quite a fight.
Before we get to them, Chloe and Kim had some moments when, especially with the best, now they're both like basketball wives.
Oh, I loved
Kim
that.
A wife yet.
Or when Kim goes, look at us, we both have the same schedule because we're basketball wives. And Chloe goes, I'm not a basketball wife. My husband is a reality star husband.
Right. I
love
like,
it. Whoa. Put him in.
Oh, Chloe.
Diva, get it.
So they had a moment where Kim, you know, Kim is trying to get her to accept Chris, and as the sister, she is sick of going through the emotional toll of
what?
Dealing with every new boyfriend and
what
having.
What the hell was that?
Well, what did you think? Who did you think was
like,
right in that?
When have I been like, oh my, like to my sister, like, oh, you've had too many boyfriends. It's an emotional strain on me. Like, why do I matter? Like, it's not like I'm dating the person. Does Chloe feel like she's dating all of Kim's exes? Like. I mean, I know they're a tight family, but that's a bit much.
Chloe played the same card with Scott. Like, when Courtney kept going back to Scott, she was like, I've had enough of this. I can't take this anymore. So she always kind of does that. And I think she has the best intentions for her sisters.
I don't know.
She maybe expresses it in the wrong way.
She
probably did that just to bring in the storyline of Chris into the storyline.
Well, I wonder if it was a little bit acted or not. Because I was like, why would you react that viscerally to, like, your sister being like, hey, I'd love to go on a double date. Kim's, like, so nice. Kim is literally the nicest.
Well, yeah, I know. See, the thing is, I know where she's coming from. Because as a sister, you if you really love your sister the way she does, it's almost harder on the siblings to watch. It seems like Kim falls in love and gets her heart broken. As you said, Mari, she's crying every 5 seconds. And if you're a protective sister, it almost hurts you more as you watch her. So she's, you know.
But, like, what was Kim really asking? I think Kim reacted kind of a little crazily about the pictures of the ex-boyfriends as if it was a big deal. And then Chloe, in her nature, of course, like, throws them and breaks. Literally, the glass, like, shattered and flew out of the basket.
So
Rob
drama.
Comes in and is like, oh, poor Miles.
Yeah, that was when Rob comes in with the comic relief. But I see what she's saying, though. Like, it's that typical protective spirit coming out in her, and she's, you know.
Protective? She's like a cave woman. Like, that was barbaric.
Well, I'm pulling into Penn Station now, so I want to give my final thoughts before I have to leave you guys.
Go for
it. Basically, I think I love that Chloe tells it as it is, and I'm curious to see how the whole Chris-Kim relationship unfolds on camera, only because I don't see this one lasting forever. So we'll see how it unfolds.
How could you say that?
Okay,
how could you leave us with that, Mari?
Thanks so much for letting me call in, and I'll call in again next week, too.
Mari!
Thanks, Mari.
Okay. Good night,
bye,
guys.
Bye, darling.
Bye, Mari.
Jackie.
I love the commitment of Mari calling in from the train just to recap Kardashians with us.
Oh, totally. Commitment, but then she drops a bomb on us. She doesn't think Chris is going to work out. I like him.
Well, I mean, come on. Look at her past.
And the college basketball team that he's on or whatever. Huh? Kim's dated a bunch of people. If I was Kim Kardashian, I would date literally every hot man that walks the earth. That's just
me. As of this episode, they do seem very promising. I'll give you that much.
He's so nice. Like, what is he going to do wrong? I think that's been the thing, is that she's dated guys with bigger egos or who wanted a part of her power. But this guy seems pretty humble. And from what I know of Chris Humphries, comes from a good, like, humble background, loves his game. He's just, like, a good guy. You know,
that's true. Athletes,
and they didn't tease any kind of poisons. They only talked about Scott, or like in the little trailer showed Scott with his flaws, but nothing about Chris. It's not like he's hidden alcohol problem.
We need to get through the wedding and the honeymoon, and then we'll see what happens.
I'm watching it right now. The Will You Marry Me and Roses. Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Oh my God, are you gonna shed a tear over them?
I'm sorry, I'm still staring. I love it. I love the romance on the show. I really hope that they cover the wedding. I really do.
I know. Well, at least we know they're going to cover the engagement. But, you know, back to Chloe, obviously she's eating her words now. So no matter how dramatic they were on this episode, obviously she's going to come around. But honestly, I can't hate on her for being a little protective.
Oh, I can't hate on her. I mean, I'm just commenting on the fact that, like, I thought it was a bit much. But, you know, it was entertaining. And it is very Chloe's nature. She kind of says things as she feels it and then backtracks.
Then
I also loved.
Sit back and think, you know, obviously she comes into family dinner night, which the mom, you know, Chris is now her attempt to.
Chris the Lush is drunk at the table.
No business, except no business. Business is replaced with drinking.
Yeah.
Her and Ramona from Real Housewives.
Oh, don't even go there. Don't even bring me up with Ramona. Woo! That's a different ship.
That's another day. But, you know, so the family dinner, she apologizes to Kim, and which was sweet. That was
a very sweet moment.
So, but then we get to Chris getting drunk at the table. Did you like how they brought in chefs to cook their dinners now?
Some things have changed. That's what this episode is all about. Zsa Zsa should have been the title of this episode. Because it was like, in the old days, we used to have, like, game night. Now we have humans play the pawns that we play games with because we're the kings and queens. Like, you walk
Chloe walks
into her mother's office and she's like on some like Zsa Zsa throne with like checkerboard tiles and chandeliers. Like, where did they come from? They all have new homes with their cars parked in front.
I love the accent you take on. You could prank call Chris with.
I'm Dalty.
You have lots of voices to share. But,
oh, darling.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to see that family dinner, how things have changed in season one.
I mean, they're like stellar. They're superstars now. Because Bruce was like, what are you going to make for dinner? And she's like, you don't think I'm cooking dinner no more? I don't do that. I'm
That's
Chris
right.
Jenner.
You're bringing in the chef.
I'm the EP of season six. I cooking.
But as we said, they obviously still have those touching moments,
yeah.
Which I think the show really ended on a nice note with the toast, even though, what was she even saying? We don't know.
She didn't finish a sentence. She didn't form a sentence.
Right, and then, of course, typical family. I feel like Kim, if she could have reached Rob from the other side of the table, she would have kicked him.
Yeah, that was
for
quite a fight.
Calling her a snob and saying she's too busy for the family.
I loved that, because my sisters called me a snob and said I've been too busy for the family when I, like, will skip dinners. I thought, good moments.
Do you own it, though? Do you own your snobbery?
Oh, no. I will fight till the day I die, knowing that it is true, but I cannot be said wrong.
Well, I like how Kim called him out and is like, you're a loser.
She was like, you're the one parked in our sister's house. Like, go get a job.
Well, I mean, they have plenty to share with their brother, which is very nice of them to do. And he is, obviously, the whole family works together. So,
but, I mean, look at that new house. I mean, think about the old house and this new house. Like, Chloe and Lamar have their fountain in the front and their two Range Rovers. And then in the Zsa Zsa Manor.
I mean, I feel like they needed a red carpet and white glove service.
It was like so much too much, because that old house was like, did they still have the old house? Yes, right? No.
I don't know.
I was confused about that. That's what I didn't understand. That's what I'll come back next week knowing. Is this an entirely new house?
There were so many houses. We need to like.
Because the old house was kind of low key. It just had like a kitchen and then a huge couch that they would always sit on. And this one, like the couches are imported from like Louis VI's manor in France. Sorry, I don't know anything about France.
Fancy stuff. But, I mean, honestly, do you think Rob, like, is he as much of a loser as they make him out to be, or what do you think?
Well, I do wonder what he does. He lives with his sister.
Hopefully we'll see more as the season progresses.
And,
but it seems like all he's going to be doing is bothering Kim.
I guess so. I know, the whole, the Bora Bora blowout.
Oh my gosh, Bora Bora. So much.
I can't wait for Bora Bora.
Oh my gosh, that has me so excited.
Did you see the lip dub they did as a family?
What's that?
They did like a little, they did Katy Perry's Firework. They did like a awful homemade lip dub in Bora Bora. And it shows all of them like singing the lyrics and like doing flips off the, it was beautiful. That's why I'm so excited, because I already know what's happening in Bora Bora.
Oh my gosh. Well, we have so much to get to. We have predictions, and there's so much news and gossip surrounding the premiere. So let's go to a quick commercial, and we'll get into all of that good stuff.
Mwah, see you then, XOXO.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Woo!
Of course, these ladies are no strangers to news and gossip. So we have so much to share for this week surrounding the premiere. So let's get into our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, it was, Pat, you know, the rumored affair heard round the world claims from Brett Lockett that him and Kim Kardashian were having an affair, but he comes clean saying, I never met Kim, but we sexted. He finally admits to CNN that he never actually met the reality star
in
person, and the five-month affair that he claimed they were having consisted of phone conversations and exchanging of sexy text messages.
I smell bull.
I mean, come on. What? How is that?
How is that possible? How do you have an affair with someone you've never met? Sexting?
I mean, obviously, he's not that good that he's getting Kim Kardashian.
I mean, I think if Kim Kardashian sends you a single text, like a hi, that to me would qualify as a sext. Because she's
right.
so
and
hot.
He went on CNN and literally claimed that it was the sexting was the essence of the affair. But
you know what? Okay, you can't have an affair about sexting. That's not an affair until you're touching the parts that you learned about in fifth grade. Sorry.
And I want to see those.
That's what qualifies.
I want them for us all to see because I just don't believe it. And of course,
no
Kim
way.
Kardashian was quick.
Kim doesn't need
deny.
That.
She was like, I feel bad for him, basically, and demanded not only, well, she got serious. She demanded that the publication kill the story and threatened to sue him for false claims. So
get it.
Obviously, she was not happy.
I don't think it's true at all. I don't think it's based on anything. Kim's too smart of a businesswoman to compromise what she's got with another scandal.
That's right. And speaking of Kim as a businesswoman, she was named Entrepreneur of the Year. In London's Berkeley Square Glamour Women of the Year Awards. And she blogged that she's having the best time in London. She launched her fragrance at Debenhams to an insane crowd. And she launched Shoe Dazzle UK. So she thanked everybody. Her fragrance will be out in major retail stores at the end of the summer. So do you think she earned that Entrepreneur of the Year award or what?
Thanks to everyone who came out for the fragrance. I love you. Of course she deserved it. Kim Kardashian is monetizing everything she touches. She,
I
like,
mean, what
if she eats a burger or smells one, it becomes a Kardashian burger and it's worth $100. She's brilliant.
I mean, can you think of anywhere you turn where there's not a Kardashian in your face?
I can't think of first of all, 7 days a week you can't avoid Ryan Seacrest, and he is so tied closely to those Kardashians. Literally, I can't turn a corner without seeing a billboard or hearing them on the radio. I love it. I love that they're permeating my daily life. Entrepreneur of the Year? I wonder if there was any more, you know, some women who were more qualified. But girl's got a business. She's got a good business.
When you're hot, you're hot. You know, you can't deny it.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And she is protecting those assets because according to E! News, she is finalizing a prenuptial agreement with fiancé Chris Humphrey.
Get it. She has learned.
Protecting her assets. Now, what do you think is under that list of assets?
Now, protecting her assets, do we mean that she's insuring her ass like J-Lo did? Or $35 million, rumored Kim Kardashian. Not even rumor,
well,
I think that's
reportedly worth $35 million, while Chris is about $8 million. So that's a lot of money at stake. But how do you feel if you're Chris versus your girl Kim? And she's like,
boyfriend, if I marry Kim Kardashian, don't plan on a divorce from me. Hell no. She's one of the most beautiful women in the world. $35 million doesn't hurt the relationship.
Do you think it's insulting, though, to have a prenuptial agreement or just smart business?
I think it used to be disrespectful, but I think in today's Hollywood empire, we've learned enough from the lessons of people that it should just kind of be on the table. And plus, it says that, like, it guarantees that one's not marrying the other for money. It just, let's take money off the table. And if you're really into this, you're not coming in for the money. And I think that's a respectful move for anyone to do.
I totally agree.
Power
to
the prenup.
It's actually more respectful to know that you're not marrying each other for money that way. You're totally right.
Like, Jackie, when we get gay married in San Francisco, trust me that we're taking a prenup for the $12.50 I got in my bank account. You can't have none of that. You can have my Swedish fish. But
that $12 means something to you.
Mm-hmm. I'll bark for that.
That's right. And by the way, speaking of, let's hope Chris Humphries doesn't go anywhere because Kim is hoping to be pregnant by the end of the year.
No, I don't want it to happen. She'll ruin her beautiful butt.
She hopes to be bringing in the new year with a little one on the way, according to Us Weekly.
God, this is
she
like...
She told them, I'm not having a baby by the end of the year, but we'll start trying and after the wedding, of course.
Start trying. So, see, I don't understand when a girl who's... How old is she? She's 30 years old, says start trying. It's not like her eggs, like... You know, it's not like she has to return those. All right, we're going to start trying. Honey, take one night. It'll work out.
Well,
Chris Humphries, he's a basketball player. He's had some dunks in his time.
Her sister is facing some drama with trying to get pregnant. So, you never know, but... What would you do if you saw a pregnant Kim Kardashian?
First of all, as I said, I never want to see a pregnant Kim Kardashian. Like, the day that they actually said, like, Kim's had problems with cellulite, I was like, no! She's a Greek goddess! That doesn't happen to them! So the day that I get to see a stretch mark from a baby, I'm sorry, babies are beautiful on other girls. I want Kim to wait until things start falling for her to put a baby inside. I'm just saying.
But don't you think she'd be cute? I think
she'd be so cute. She could join that mom's club with Allie Landry or whatever. You remember, the celebrity mom's club?
She'll make it sexy. I know.
But
I know
just,
she'll find
I think, because I think when, I think after she has this baby, she's going to still be doing these, like, bathing suit or, you know, these kind of, like, sexy commercial shoots. And to me, a mom can be sexy, but it's a lot of female power that I think Kim's just not in yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Demi Moore is still hot, but she's hot at 40 as a hot mom. Right. Like, you know, there's in Hollywood, there's, like, 25, 35, and then there's Driving Miss Daisy. You know, the middle space is kind of weird to negotiate. I think right. It's too early to have a baby.
Yeah, and speaking of the empire as a whole, she has so much to deal with. The Kardashian sisters have so much more on the horizon with a possible new Dash store and an OPI deal. According to Page Six,
The
Kardashians are looking to bring their Dash boutique
according to
the Upper East Side.
To Page Six? Ooh.
I know.
I love Page
Six. So they're overheard dissing about this plan. You know, Dash is doing so well, they're looking to expand. And it's also where her baby daddy, his parents live, Scott's parents live.
Yeah.
So not only that, but they have tweets going on that their top secret meeting with OPI is happening, that they're best with their nail polish. And it's finally true, they say, that Nicole by OPI, their shades will capture the glitz and glam of their world. So what do you think about these new
You mean red. It'll be red and it'll be silver. I think if Justin Bieber can have an OPI, what is it, fingernail polish, Kim Kardashian is overdue for this nail polish.
Oh, my gosh. If Justin Bieber can do it, anybody can do it.
I mean that's my life
motto,
man. I
don't know how he got that.
I mean,
maybe Kris Jenner got that for him because she's such a good business
I
woman.
Just wonder what other products can they, like, they have, what is it? They have the clothing stores, they have clothing brands, they have shoes, handbags. They're in with whatever the body
like
shaping
trim,
thing
right?
is. Shape ups. Like, literally, what will Kim not touch? They've never had a food because they're not supposed to eat. But I wonder if they'll launch like an Armenian butter or something.
I can't believe it's not butter. Them sharing, like, a huge
big picture of her butt.
Maybe they'll do like a serendipity, but Kardashian owned.
Oh, see that? That is a brilliant idea, Jackie. Hashtag rumor has it. We should start that. That would be a very... Serendipity does so well, and if they came up with a cute... Because I think part of the allure of Dash is now that it's kind of famous, it's boutique-y, you know, so you want to go.
Right.
You don't even really care about... Like, I don't know anything about the clothes that are inside there, but...
Right, it's just cool to go there.
It's cool to go there. And I think if they made a little boutique like Serendipity in New York, that it would be too cute and trendy.
Oh, my gosh.
It would become a new hangout spot. It's like the Ivy in Soho. I see it.
Oh, I see it. Pat, so we right here claim 10% of that empire.
10%. Bam, my $12.50 is going up. I'm at least $15 by the end of the month.
Well, now that we've settled that is all for your AfterBuzz Keeping Up with the Kardashians news and gossip.
There can't be enough.
We need to get into predictions.
And now...
Crazy season. Are we gonna get some creepy music?
Oh no! I hope the Kardashians are safe. What can I do without them?
I love Halloween in June. Anyway.
So what's coming up this season?
They showed so much drama to come this season. It's hard to even start. Like Bora Bora, modeling, Kris changing her name, birth control pills.
Scott, #drunk Scott.
Like, Scott getting drunk definitely
passed out on the couch.
Take on that. And
see, they
Kim,
black and
of course big engagement.
They did like a black and white of Scott on the couch, and I was like, I wonder if he's just taking a nap or if they're making. You know, like he could just be sleeping, and they're telling us he's drunk. But
that's true. That could be some clever cutting on the producer's end. So, what do you think? Who's going to emerge as like what's going to be the major drama? You think it will be Scott?
Well, Scott's always going to be a runner. Major drama. Everything's around Kim. I think the world focuses on Kim. I think we're going to look at the Rob and Kim fight. I actually felt really bad. Like when you see Kim walk away in tears, I don't know what it is, but I'm just connected to that girl. Like her triumphs are my triumphs. Her booty's my booty. Her sadness is my sadness, you know? Kindred
spirits.
Well,
I think Mari will take you on that because I think she's sick of Kim's crying. So
yeah,
we're
awful.
Have to have a battle.
Mari dropped it. I don't know about Mari anymore. This could be a long season. But
we may not be friends after tonight.
Well, Scott, you know, I really want the best for him, but it doesn't look like it's going to be his season. Again.
I know. He is falling down.
Now I mean, what is it?
Will he get picked back up?
Is it just like being an alcoholic? Like, is that... I mean, being an alcoholic, Chelsea Handler makes it work. Like, why does he screw it up so bad?
I know.
You know?
Well, let's hope that he's on a good track now. Let's hope it's just a quick fall and
for
he rises
baby.
Again, because I really want to see him pull through.
I don't know, but they didn't really tease too much. Other than, like, Bora Bora and the engagement, I don't know
yeah.
how much, like, I mean, how long were they in Bora Bora? Like, a few months? You know, like,
that's
like all they
Bora
seemed
Bora,
to tease.
There was a lot going on.
A lot. I mean, it's like when the Real Housewives went to Morocco. I mean, everything blows up when you're overseas, but I'm excited for the glitz and glamour of Bora Bora. I cannot wait to see more of the Zsa Zsa Suites, the Zsa
Zsa
Manor,
the
manor and the small country houses that they own.
Right.
I want to see the girls get more bronzed. I want
I love bronze.
Higher cheekbones, bigger asses, and I want to see those two little kids, Kendall and whatever the other one's name is. What's the other accessory? Kylie, Kendall and Kylie. I want to see the two of them turn into the whores that they're supposed to be. Was that a bad adjective?
And it sounds like
I mean,
they're
strong
on
young
their
women.
Way.
I want to see more nude photo shoots. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I don't want to
we'll
see.
Throw a request in.
You know, I want to see more Chris. I want to understand who he is as a guy, and I think we're gonna get there.
Yeah, they teased to him asking permission, like you know, following tradition there. That was cute. So I'm curious to see.
You know what I really want to see is the girls live in the tabloids. I mean, there's not a day that there's not a story or two running everywhere in the world about one of them. And I think what the show kind of hasn't done enough of that they probably should is cover more of what it's like to be the media moguls that they are. Like, I love when I see them get out of the cars and the paparazzi are all over them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that to me is very interesting because I want to know how do they cope in that, you know, daily life.
Yeah, and I hope they stay down to earth and
they've done a good job
each other and love each other.
Zsa, zsa, zsa.
And I agree. I want glitz and glam all the way.
I want it on my nails. I want it on my face. I want it
in
this season.
I want to eat it at Serendipity Kardashian style.
I want a drag queen show all about it. I mean, I want a spinoff. I want to see Kendall and Kylie take.
Well, you got two spinoffs
Sin City.
So far. So we have we have high hopes for the Kardashians.
Such
let's
high
just
hopes.
Say that much, right?
I think 30-minute episodes is wrong. I think Ryan Seacrest should be shot for that. I need an hour at least every week. It's like a drug that you're only allowed to snort a little bit of. That doesn't even get you high enough. I'm on season 6. I need more. I'm hungry.
Hour-long episodes, people.
Oh, no!
Okay, well, that means it's time to go. I can't wait to talk about more drama next week, and you know they will provide it.
Nurse Jackie, thank you for everything.
Thank you, Pat, and thank you to Mari for joining us for that brief time from the train. I love that commitment. And we will be back next week with more Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Keeping it up!
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.